Wonderful. Welcome to the show, Dr. Rhea Beaumont.
Thanks very much for having me.
It's good to have you here, and you do, and I admire, I mean what I say, you've made so much collaboration and so much effort on behalf of living composers, which is not all that common. What drew you to that?
Well, the fact that they are alive and you can commission works and speak to them and receive their input on your interpretation and feedback is wonderful, because then you're really making the piece true to their intent, what the composer really wanted, and it's exciting. It's also a little daunting because they are right there.
Of course. Well, that's the price, I suppose, you pay for having the composer, him or herself, standing right next to you. We have to, for Schubert, for example, we can go to previous performances or read his correspondence or talk to or read through contemporary accounts, but you have a distinct advantage. Would you agree with that?
Definitely, definitely. And on this album, there's 10 world premieres. I'm so excited by them. One of them was written as a commission, so it was written for me by Jordan Powell, who is a Juno nominee, and it's a very exciting piece. It's virtuoso. It gets 26 pages of fast. It's huge, wonderful. Another Canadian composer on here is Jordan Nobles, who won the 2017 Juno for Classical Composition of the Year, and a couple of my own works, and one by Schroeller Wien Glick, of course. And the American composers who are still with us are, of course, Philip Glass and John Adams, the two minimalists, very famous.
Mm-hmm. That's quite a combination that you've got there. First of all, we're talking about a brand new CD. We better get to that first. Can you tell us about the CD? What's it called? Where do we get it?
Well, it's called Timeless, and it's actually a digital album. So I'm moving forward with the times. No more physical CD. So it's a digital download, and which is very exciting to me and to the listeners, because they can listen to it while they're jogging or driving, and it's all MP3s, and so something that's very new. But the album itself, me, it was a huge opportunity, thanks to Ontario Arts Council and Factor for some financial assistance with this, because I was able to really see through this project that it's like nothing else I've ever done. It's such a powerful album, and the pieces on the album both elicit and express a tremendous range of emotion.
You're an internationally renowned expert in this field and in the genre in which you've chosen to specialize. How do you begin to convey this to your students who come to you and say, I would like to do what you do?
Well, you know, I think the most difficult part for a lot of people is that there isn't always a melodic line.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, for me, some of the pieces do have that, like mine, The Goodbye, that was a tribute piece, is very poignant. But once you understand that the melody is only one aspect of the music, that music has a tremendous effect on our emotions, whether it's the time or the dynamics and so on, then students are able to really embrace that it's not necessarily an entirely new language, it's just a different dialect.
Oh, that's a lovely way to put it. Not a new language, a different dialect. Where would you advise people listening to this new recording to begin? Or would you just say, holus bolus, start at the beginning and don't worry about it?
I would say, well...
For those who are searching for melody, because you brought it up, and I think that's a very valid point.
I would say on this album, start with The Goodbye. It's a beautiful, poignant piece. The Glick, of course, as well has that. But, you know, there's a lovely ambience and a meditative atmosphere that is found in Jordan Nobles' Zephyrus. It's the Greek god of the western wind, beautifully poetic. And if you just listen to that while you're driving in traffic, I guarantee you it will not be a stressful ride home. This is a lovely piece, and he writes absolutely stunning music.
What would you like the audience today to take away from this interview? What would you like them to know about this recording?
Well, that it may not be something that you always listen to, but I think the emotion behind it will move you. If you want to hear something that's a bit different and you're open to, it's not atonal. Everything on here is tonal. It's very listener friendly. But it's about really the life cycle. It's about how much time we have, not just how the composers treated time, but how we treat time. And we really should value it and, you know, be carried along with the music. So I would celebrate life, enjoy the music.
Where can we send our listeners to get access?
Well, it's available at CD Baby. The easier way probably is going to my website, where there's more information and a link. And it's ReaBeaumont.com. May I spell it?
Of course you may.
It's ReaBeaumont.com.